On April 22nd, 1984, a Marian apparition was approved by the Catholic Church after 8 years of investigation. That apparition was Our Lady of Akita in Japan. Have you heard of it? Today we're going to go through some of the key messages from Our Lady of Akita and see perhaps how is it applicable to our time and to our hour. But before we do, what does it mean to have an apparition that is approved by the Catholic Church? Well, it means that if there's a message from Our Lady in there, there's nothing of error. It means that it's worthy of belief, and it means that devotion surrounding that apparition is fine. It does not mean that we have to believe it, that we have to assent to it by faith, because it falls under the category of private revelation. So with that in mind, what did Our Lady say to Sister Agnes in Akita, Japan on October 13th, 1973? As I told you, if men do not repent and better themselves, the Father will inflict a terrible punishment on all humanity. It will be a punishment greater than a deluge, such as one will never seen before. Fire will fall from the sky and will wipe out a great part of humanity, the good as well as the bad, sparing neither priests nor faithful. The survivors will find themselves so desolate that they will envy the dead. The only arms which will remain for you will be the rosary and the sign left by my son. Each day recite the prayers of the rosary. With the rosary, pray for the Pope, the bishops, and priests. What Our Lady is warning us of here is a great chastisement. But what catches my attention is she says, if men do not repent. It speaks as though this is conditional, and conditional upon our response. If men do not what? Repent and what? Better themselves. What does that mean? It means turning away from sin and bettering ourselves, conforming our life to the gospel, conforming our life to Jesus Christ, living a holy life, living the teachings of Jesus Christ found in his church. And she's saying, if men do not do this, then this will happen. Look at the state of the world. Are people trying to better themselves? Are they conforming their life to Jesus Christ? Is this the message that we are hearing coming out of the church? Is this the message that we're hearing from the pulpit? Repent. Conform your life to the gospel. This is what Our Lady wants of us, to turn away from sin. You know, if we present the gospel in such a way that we emphasize all love, it's come as you are, you are loved, you are accepted, but there's no challenge to change. What it does, it leads to presumption. It gives the impression, well, God loves me just as I am, therefore I don't have to change. That's the error. Conversely, if we present the gospel in such a way where it emphasizes repentance and turn from sin, sin is evil, sin will lead you to hell, but we never have love in the message, well, then that will lead to despair. So the gospel presented in such a way where it emphasizes love without repentance, it leads to presumption. Message of all repentance and no love, it leads to despair. We need both. And in fact, this is what we see in St. Peter's first, if you want to call it, sermon. In Acts chapter 2, he's filled, and all the apostles are filled with the Holy Spirit. They're filled with love. And then they go out into the streets. Peter starts proclaiming the gospel. And what is the first thing that he does? He starts telling the people how God has intervened in salvation history, what Jesus Christ has just done for them. And what he's doing in all of this is he's showing how God has intervened in their life. This communicates love, although he doesn't specifically say they're loved. He's demonstrating this is what God has done for you. He's given his life for you in Jesus Christ. He has given his life for you. And then they say, well, what must we do? And then he says, repent and be baptized. And then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This is the message we need in this hour now. And this is the message that we need to live. And if you have been watching us on YouTube for the last couple years, since COVID, basically, This is the message that we've been trying to communicate, a message of love, a message of repentance. And we have really emphasized this by looking at St. Alphonsus' teachings, although other things as well. So what else does Our Lady of Akita say? Our Lady said to Sister Agnes, "The work of the devil will infiltrate even into the church in such a way that one will see cardinals opposing cardinals, bishops against bishops. The priests who venerate me will be scorned and opposed by the confreres, churches and altars sacked. The church will be full of those who accept compromises, and the demon will press many priests and consecrated souls to leave the service of the Lord." Are we seeing this today? Bishops against bishops, cardinals against cardinals. You know, I think about the recent document that the Vatican put out. Cardinal Fernandez put out a document regarding blessing same-sex couples and couples in irregular unions. And what's been the response? Bishops against bishops, cardinals against cardinals. We had Cardinal Mueller, former prefect for the Congregation of the Doctrine of the Faith, firmly coming out against this document. We have Cardinal Serra, who was a former prefect for the Congregation of Divine Worship, I believe, just recently, 2 days ago, just coming out firmly rejecting the document put out by the Vatican, by Cardinal Fernandez, approved by Pope Francis, and then whole bishops' conferences opposing this message, this document. And then what we have in Germany is bishops creating ceremonies and prayers to be applied for the blessings of same-sex couples in Catholic churches. That's in Germany. Now, what we have is bishop against bishop, cardinal against cardinal. Go back to the message of Our Lady. She says the church will be full of those who accept compromises. Who are the ones that are accepting compromises? Saints don't accept compromises. Saints seek perfection. They seek the ideal. Who are the ones that are lowering the standard, getting away from the ideal? In the spiritual life, when we stop seeking perfection, stop seeking the ideal, we become weak. The other thing Our Lady says is, there's a type of person that will be scorned. Who are they? Those who venerate me, she says. So who are the ones that are promoting the rosary? Who are the ones who are promoting Marian devotion and consecration? So two things to watch out for. Those who accept compromise and those who are promoting Our Lady. One leads to Jesus, one does not. What else did Our Lady say? Our Lady of Akita says, "Pray very much the prayers of the rosary. I alone am able to save you from the calamities which approach. Those who place their confidence in me will be saved." Now, by sharing all of this with you, I am not saying that we are on the edge of a great chastisement where most of the world or much of humanity will be wiped out. I'm offering it to you for your consideration, particularly the emphasis on changing our life to conform to the gospel and to venerate Our Lady and to pray the prayers of the rosary very, very much. This is something that we take very seriously in our home. We strive to say the rosary every day as a family. We also now have once a month where we invite people into our home to pray the rosary with us. We have a potluck dinner, we say the rosary, we have dessert, and everyone goes home. And when we pray the rosary together with friends that we've invited into our home, we pray the rosary for three intentions: for peace in the world and in our families, for reparation for sin, our own sin and that of the whole world, and that God, and that God would raise up saints in our midst. And so last week, I think we had 70 people in our home praying the rosary. In a couple weeks, we're going to do the same. Perhaps you would like to respond to Our Lady's invitation also and pray the rosary daily, or perhaps welcome people into your home also to pray for those three intentions. Share with me below what stood out to you and why. I always love learning from you. Talk to you soon.